The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one is Jessica McKenna. We've got, what were you going to say?
I was just going to do that.
Okay.
We got Brett on the fret in near the fret, I guess.
We got Dana Wickens in the vicinity of the Stickens. Dana Wicks on the sticks. Not for a while. Dana's sticks these days are the sticks... The River Six, hell. the deep, Dana's
you're
in hell.
I'm in hell, yes.
It's the band Styx, and we're playing Come Sail Away.
Congratulations, Dana, for being welcomed into the band Styx. That's huge
for you.
And I can't believe you didn't open with that.
We got Scott Passarella. He's hella cool.
And
shout
maybe,
out to Brett.
Maybe muted and far away.
Yeah, maybe, but he's working on tracks. And King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. And now I just realized that I think these episodes are coming out in reverse order. So it'll sound like I came up with Scott Passarella. Hella cool fella. Sorry, Brett. Okay. And we got two guests. So we're doubly excited.
We're trying to pack that Zoom gallery view screen. We're trying to Brady Bunch it up in here, and we've gotten pretty close. But it's not just about numbers, it's about qualities. And we have two just incredible guests who we're so excited to have with us.
Recently did their comedy charity show, which was a dang blast, called Brighter. Please welcome Seth Morris and Donna Furman.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh. Our pleasure.
Our full pleasure.
I was really hoping someone was going to like do something fun with my name, though, after all that.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
No,
yes.
No. Fair. Fair. Good. Okay.
Donna want a name. I mean, I'm just helping. I'm trying out. I'm just like, you know, whatever.
If you perfectly do it for yourself out the gate.
Are you allowed to do it for yourself? I thought that was
it is against the rules.
Yeah.
Against,
no one else will do it for me.
The Bible so says you can't. Donna, you know you wanna. Come on.
Hey!
It's Donna.
It's
Furman.
Donna Furman. I wanna be with her, man.
Yeah. There it is.
Oh, wait a minute.
Sorry, I use man in the dude in the non-gendered universal term, not your man.
I see.
That was confusing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I really have to reduce the way I say like, hey man. I'm a real Bart Simpson.
It's a California thing.
Yeah.
We both use dude and man in sort of ungendered ways in which they're actually not.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I think that's what you're supposed to be doing at this
working on it.
Point.
Baby steps.
Have you guys had nicknames in real life? Like actual ones?
Like, outside of the show, but just as my person. Yeah. I had a lot of nicknames like in high school, entering college. And I was like, I guess that'll be the death of these nicknames because you can't ask people to call you. But I was real.
I don't think I know any of them.
J-Mac was huge.
That one I do know.
Yeah. J-Mac, MC, MC Kenna, McKenna.
That one I also know.
Like I went by many a nickname.
You know, it was cool.
Those are all super badass.
Super cool.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Did you hang out in a court, drink beer in a quarry?
No. These were all the nicknames that were being hurled my way as I stayed late to paint the set for the musical. Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
I got it.
You guys know Brian Husky. Mm-hmm. He has a story about how he tried to give himself a nickname when he was in like junior high or something. He was on the wrestling team and he was skinny and pale. And he's like, God, I'm so pale. I look like a zombie. Don't I look like a zombie? Because that was what he was going for, but nobody would take the bait.
Zombie.
I call him zombie.
What's up, so. Zombie? Yeah.
Why would you want that as a nickname?
I can actually see the appeal of that. There's like monster street cred in that name,
especially as a wrestler. It's like, here comes the zombie.
Okay, wait. So he wanted to get this into circulation to the point where like the wrestling announcer would be like, Brian Husky, aka Zombie, on the mat with like an excellent pin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Are you guys are any of you watching The Last Dance?
No.
No.
Okay, great.
Oh, no, I haven't started it yet. That's the
Michael. No, we'll just put a hard stop on that convo.
Oh, okay. I'm Donna, super excited too, though.
It's great. It's the documentary about Michael Jordan in the 97-98 Bulls. And also the story of the Bull, you know, the Bulls and him up until that point. But a lot of nicknames in that scenario.
I bet.
Oh, and he's a great guy, right? That's the moral of it. He's like super cool.
Well, I think he is a producer on it. So it's like, even if they're like, man, I thought he was only an angry robot singularly focused on winning. But then I saw a different side. It's like, even it's still, I was telling my husband about like, it's a bummer when you realize that a certain type of greatness can't be a real person. Like if you're that great at something, there's a little bit like, you aren't nice.
There's a trade-off behind that kind of work ethic and like
you sell your soul to your the personal, devil.
That's yeah,
right. Yeah,
and you get a lot of rings for it. And
here's the thing about the devil: the devil's got plenty of rings, and he'll give them out.
Willy nilly, really. He just hands out rings.
I know.
Whenever I see The Rock on Instagram or something, and have these inspirational things like, you just got to work at it and every day. And I was just like, it's like, no, you're The Rock. There's only one of you. Nobody's ever going to be what you are. It doesn't matter how hard they try.
There's no Rock.
Born
too.
With that little thing that made you an amazing robot. That
everything.
Yeah.
Rock is an amazing everything.
Love him.
He's quite. Yeah, he's
nobody
quite
doesn't
good,
like
isn't
him.
He's very, very good.
He's good at everything.
Doesn't The Rock? Every time he wears clothes, I'm like, that's weird.
Yes, clothes are not made. Clothes are not made for The Rock. It's not his fault. Yeah. He's a different. Like it would be. It's similar to as if like if there was one human walking around with three arms and he was wearing a shirt and you'd be like. Something about this shirt just doesn't seem designed for this person. Nothing wrong with the person. They just have three arms. It's just shirts weren't made for them.
Yes.
You know?
That's
how all clothes feel on The Rock.
I feel like it's so rare to have something that so many people agree on. And it's incredible that I feel like on a short list of that is The Rock. Yeah. And I feel like he's really earned it, you know? He's so hardworking.
Jess, was it you that read the article about what his sort of like protein workout diet was?
Yeah.
Boy.
It was a lot of fish, right?
He has
a lot
to eat so much cod.
Like a seal.
A cod diet?
He has to have so much cod because, and he has to eat like so regimented, like not just like specific foods, but specific times like to fuel. I also love that part of his process as an actor is determining what body that person has. But to me, they all look the same, which is enormous.
Wait,
but
he's does like, he change oh, his body based on...
He does. He's like, for Hobbs, I really had to have more mass.
No, it's not
but for
through.
Jumanji, I wanted to be more cut. And you're like, you're still a giant
big.
Rock man.
You look like a mountain was a man. And that's all you'll ever look like.
That's right.
I have a new nickname for him.
Mm-hmm.
Buff Tom Hanks.
Because everyone loves him and he's
everybody
so strong.
Loves him. Yeah.
Buff Tom Hanks.
Zach, do you want to sing Buff Tom Hanks?
Sure. I was going to make you sing Time for Cod, but yeah, I can sing Buff Tom Hanks.
Both. If there's a time for you to drop out, I'll see if I can add some cod details, but you know, don't stress yourself.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's try it. We've been doing this long enough. We can share this song. This song is called Buff Tom Hanks slash Time for Cod.
Okay.
Here's what we'll do. Here's how we'll plan it. And we can cut this out or not, Brett. But I will get out of there before the chorus. And you lay that down. And you do the second verse. And then I'll do the second chorus. And then we'll wing it. And we'll see what happens.
Whoa. I think we should leave all of this in. Let the people know.
Yeah, sure. That's what we're doing. This is how the sausage gets made. And it's animals and they're ground up and they're sad.
Seth and Donna, can you, I'm going to read you some titles and let me know what calls to you for what track will pair with this theme. Mm. 90s alt-rock ballad, Gilbert and Sullivan, pop ballad, punk, soul, love song.
Donna, I'm going to let you take this one.
I like soul. I like the idea of this being a really, I can see that.
I love it.
Soul love song. Mm-hmm. Great. This song is called Buff Tom Hanks. And that's all the song is called. It's just called that. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? If y'all are feeling sleepless in Seattle right now, have I got a song for you. Open the mailbox when the sun comes up, 'cause it turns out that you've got mail. But the mail isn't spelled with an I. It's a man, it's Tom Hanks, and he's here without fail. He's been pushing on that workout bench, lifting all those weights, doing mad reps, getting mad gains. In fact, he's got so strong in this quarantine, he had to legally change his name. It's Buff Tom Hanks. It's Buff Tom Hanks. So put that protein powder in a glass and give it a shake. It's Buff Tom Hanks. Everyone loves his voice and his spirit is without. Do a lot of working out before that island quarantine ends. You're gonna climb up the side of a palm tree. You're gonna dig lots of holes in the sand. You're gonna hit that volleyball with your hand because you're Buff Tom Hanks. Buff Tom Hanks. And this is the part of the song talk about The Rock. Some people think The Rock is a lot like Tom Hanks. Does that come as a shock? Because both of them are positive online presences, and both of them are, well, men. They both have a lot of tribal tattoos. Is that a surprise? I will say it again. Thing he could do, but he was trying to get those muscles popping and tattoos added a highlight. And so even The Rock thinks Buff Tom Hanks's tribal tattoos are all right. Thank you, Buff Tom Hanks. Buff Tom Hanks. He's doing box jumps, lots of reps and very a fashionable tattooed man, Buff Tom Hanks. We love you, Tom Hanks. We love you, The Rock. We love both of your movies. Jumanji, are you kidding me? Buff Tom Hanks.
And he eats lots of cod.
There it is.
That was amazing.
There's the one we always wanted. I mean, the great thing about a sort of soul song is that what is the chorus? What is the verse? Those sort of parts of a song are immutable. Who knows where we are? We're going on a musical journey through.
I love the sexy talk intro too.
Yeah.
I love
those kind of soul songs. That's the only thing that really has to be in a soul song.
That's right. That's what we're coming to. I love how that song started and I immediately was like, Sleep is in Seattle. And you've got mail and remember nothing else. They're all else are gone.
There was a special deal on like I'm buying movies on Apple of like a Tom Hanks package, and there was like 5 classic Hanks films.
You got Big.
Nope.
Okay, I'm gonna name all.
Sorry,
the
premise of this, the premise of me bringing this up is it's not the 5 you think of.
Right. I assumed as much.
Okay, great.
Okay, so what's in? Well, let me say another one that should be in it is definitely not in it.
Okay. No,
you got Joe versus the Volcano.
Nope.
You've got, yeah. This is a group game. Anyone can.
The Da Vinci Code.
No, good guess though. that is definitely
that's a classic.
That's more the area that they're trying to like make.
Okay, we're
you'd be like, this is a classic.
Forrest Gump.
What's up?
Forrest Gump.
That's the only true classic in there.
It's sure.
Forrest Gump. And then
Sully?
There's
Sully. Is Sully in there?
No Sully.
Philadelphia.
No Philadelphia.
Captain Phillips.
No Captain Phillips.
Castaway.
No Castaway. No Cloud Atlas.
No Cloud Atlas.
No Cloud Atlas. No Cloud Atlas. Walk.
A Tom Hanks compilation without Cloud Atlas.
Can we say Catch Me If You Can already?
What's up?
No. Catch Me If You Can.
Good one. Yes, it is. Oh, right. Catch me.
Okay, that one I'm getting this game. I know the vibe they're looking for. It's like, wait.
I'm sure it's cheaper to have the rights to put in a package, but is like big enough that you're like, right, he made that.
Okay.
There's nothing like so vague like The Circle, where I auditioned to be an improv actor and was not cast.
What?
Wow. Who got that part?
I feel like that scene got cut.
You did the audition so bad that they were like,
yeah, because
we
of your
can't
audition,
put this in the movie.
We can't put this anywhere near Hanks.
That
they're
joke
like, we
is
forgot how terrible improv is. Let's
certainly never film it. I think they were like, it was like him and Emma Watson, and they're truly like hiding out in like a UCB or something. And like on stage, there's just someone being like one line saying like, I don't know, I thought he was a podiatrist or whatever, something ridiculous.
Sounds like improv.
Okay, you guys, you want to...
The money pit.
No money pit.
Wait, money. There are 4 total?
So it's 5 total, but you have Forrest Gump and Catch Me If You Can.
Is one of them that one with Julia Roberts where like...
No. Yeah.
Charlie something?
Oh, Charlie Wilson's War? Seth.
Yeah.
No. Oh, wait, I was thinking of the one...
Oh, about The Post.
Oh, right.
Oh.
The Post?
The Post?
Is it called The Post?
Yes.
It is.
Wait, is he playing
the one about the Catholic
Sully
Church scandal? That's The Post.
Yeah.
No, that's Spotlight, and he's not in that. The Post is about the Pentagon Papers, and it's called The Post.
Who's in Spotlight? Who am I thinking of?
I want Mark to think of more.
Turner and Hooch.
No. Okay, I'm gonna let you know one that I feel like maybe will give you the vibe.
Okay.
The Terminal.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Okay.
I have to put a shotgun to this bit's head. Jess, I need to know the rest of the ones now.
Yes. Road to Perdition.
Okay.
And maybe Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. I think there was like part of it was like a recent
That's
one.
So what? Confusing.
Those
that
are the classic
just...
5.
But they would never be the 5.
Like, no.
I mean, Forrest Gump, never. Yes. But you'd be like Forrest Gump, Big... Joe, I mean a million. There's Saving Private Ryan, Philadelphia, like so many more movies.
The Green Mile.
I'm sure you're right that it's some sort of rights thing.
Yeah, I think they're all like Paramount or something.
That's what it is.
Brutal.
That's what it is. Gee whiz. Ugh. Can you believe it? Are you watching anything in this choir that has surprised you? Any sort of like rewatches to get the warm nostalgia?
What are we consuming this choir?
Right.
I'm in a Deadwood club. We're rewatching all but one of us is rewatching it.
Cool.
Kind of analyzing it. And then randomly, my wife and I are watching The Leftovers.
Yeah. That's a tough one for Quar.
That does seem like it's a little spot on, isn't it?
It's such a great show though. I don't know. I got sucked in. But yeah, it's weird.
Because personally, I'm like, some content matches and some doesn't. And yeah. some you don't know till you're halfway and you're like, wait,
oh,
I
no. can't. Oh, no, it's a quarantine movie. Oh, no, there's a sickness sweeping the thing.
Or not even we like did... that on the nose, just like, this is not making me feel right.
But there's some where it's far enough away. So for like, we watched Hobbs and Shaw for the first time during this. And the sort of villainous intent of Hobbs and Shaw is, let's release a deadly virus that kills a lot of the planet. But because it's Hobbs and Shaw, it never feels like... it's
that's
fine.
Ever going to happen.
No. That movie is about understanding that teamwork is important.
Teamwork
and
is
they
important.
Tell you a thousand times. Teamwork like, is wait, we wouldn't have been able to do this if we weren't a team. Hey, yeah. I may have hated you to begin with, but actually you have skills that I don't have and we're a team.
which is actually really tough during a time when you can't be part of a team.
That's really true.
Yeah.
Right, guys? Did I bring it down?
No, you brought it true.
I brought it true.
Back to reality. Oh.
But anything, at first when I was watching like the Hillary Clinton documentary and she's getting off a plane and just like kissing babies and hugging people. And I was like, no! that was tough to see.
Babies, get away from her. She's in the vulnerable age group. Oh, no. You're worried about her, not the baby.
Not the babies. The babies are fine. Yeah. That was,
baby.
It was weird to see people hugging still and, you know.
Yeah, I feel like strangers. I've noticed that with like the process of ads, where at first where it was like people out and you're like, ugh, this ad is really like salt in the wound. And now all the ads are for the times.
And they can, like, they can get right out.
Yeah, I do not need a sweet green Zoom conference.
Burger King, we're all in this together. Actually, go home, Burger King. We can just like, you can just show me the one about the burgers is fine. I don't need like, we're here for you. Working together as America.
It's such a bummer.
Yeah.
And weird.
I feel like just put a picture of like a dog and your company's name. That's the most effective ad right now. Just be like, here's a dog and we sell car insurance if you need it.
Hey,
bye.
Jess, you know,
yeah,
you knew this was coming, but can you do the song? Here's a dog. Here's the song. Here's a dog. We sell car insurance.
I would be honored. Honestly, I'd be honored.
The title is Here's a Dog, We Sell Car Insurance. And okay. here are the genres. We got punk, pop ballad, Gilbert and Sullivan, 90s alt rock ballad.
I gotta go 90s rock alt rock ballad.
I mean,
great. Here's a dog, it's a really nice dog, and maybe he's sitting in a pile of dandelions. And here's a dog, he's wearing a hat and glasses. What's that dog trying? He's trying to tell you. A bunch of dogs, they're corgis and they look like hot dog buns. And here's a dog, it's a rescue dog with a tongue sticking out and missing teeth. So fun, it's cute and fun. They're trying to tell you that we can ensure. Cute. trying very hard. What if this Dalmatian reminded you that sometimes spots happen in life? But we'll be there when spots give you strife. Oh, we can insure your car. We can insure your car. But don't. Here's a dog, we can insure your car.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Really, that was incredible. Beautiful.
Oh my gosh, beautiful, thank you so much.
And so real and just so true.
And not
and my dog came in while you were singing that song as if he knew.
Did at one point in the song, did you offer dog insurance also?
Oh my gosh, I didn't, but I should have.
Oh, I thought I heard that. Oh.
I'm going to sing a song. Here's a car. We sell dog insurance.
Yes, show us that pup. Is that pup coming?
I know. I need to see.
Bring that dog on the screen.
Where's that pup?
We thought
how's
you
that pup doing?
He's in his bed, but he left the door open and everything's going on outside this room.
Show him to us.
So I had to close it.
Have I seen your dog, Donna? Is it? What do you have?
Hold on. So sorry. My son needs his Zoom meeting password. That's where we're at right now.
Do your thing.
For your class one. Okay, hold on.
I love seeing, my gosh, how you doing? Your kid is taking school at home. How's it going?
Great. It's seamless, smooth, and I'm sure he's learning.
What's your hardest subject? Like, what's the one that you're like, I don't know how to do this?
You know what's hard is these weird like social studies things where they will give you like information about them and then you have to answer, very specific questions about it. Like three branches of government. And then it'll say like, how does the judicial branch of government help us? Like something very specific though that I can't think of right now. And then he's eight.
And that's crazy.
And he'll be like, you know, judges? Yes, judges. And yes. So that stuff is hard because I'm not a teacher and I don't totally understand. And I have to explain it and help. So that's how that's going.
You're doing a great job.
You don't know that. And from what I just said, it really doesn't sound
good. Well, here's how I know you're doing a great job. I know you're doing a great job because...
Would you mind closing the door? Oh, elbow. Thanks, honey.
The fact that you're thinking about it at all means you're doing a great job.
Yeah, yeah. I'm partially invested. That's how I feel about my kids' schooling.
8 years old, the three branches of government, that's like intense.
Right? It's totally not what he should be learning about right now.
I mean, I think I learned about that as like overview in eighth grade. And then you really learn about it as a senior. Like,
right. Hello? Right. And then you forget all about it again. And that's where I'm at.
And then it's all sort of irrelevant because it doesn't function the way that it's supposed to.
It does.
Well, and if I could tell you where my ego is at in that I will reveal how large it is. I go, I know the answer to this.
Do you? You want to come teach my
kid? I can name the three branches of government.
I believe. Yeah. Yeah. No, just now.
Yeah.
I should
can
be
you
on.
Can you explain it? I bet you could. I bet you could explain it to an 8 year old the way it should be explained.
I don't. I won't take on that. I won't stroke my ego that much. I don't think I. I think I'd be like probably make it overly complicated. I'd be like, so here's how it was designed, and here, but actually, here's what it
does. And here's what he would just look at you with blank eyes and kind of like
and be like, so
but actually, it's
judges.
Yeah. And I'd be like, for eight, yes, absolutely.
Judges. Yeah.
Judges for eight. And actually, it's become incredibly partisan and isn't really doing its job right now at all. But don't worry about it. It's fine. It's
just
really
judges,
fine.
Just judges.
And honestly, I'm part of the problem because I get into the voting booth and I go, I didn't look up all these judges.
Yeah.
Jess, did you do student government? There's a question for both of you, but I feel like you might have.
I didn't.
Charity said she was painting sets.
Yeah.
Well, we both. So she's established. She's a nerd. So she might have been done government also.
Kind of nerd, I think.
We both did mock trial.
Yeah.
Which is not really about the American government per se.
So they give you like
hard disagree.
you have to.
Well, I mean, it is, but it's like, they're not going to ask you about the judicial branch of government in a mock trial case and like its powers its checks and balances on the executive branch.
No, it's not going to talk about the design, but you are going to, there's a whole pretrial motion that talks about case law, and you have to like argue why the People versus Tinker is relevant into why they could do a search and seizure on school property.
For sure.
So there's lots of technical stuff.
Yes.
He's just they trying to like come at out. Mock trial, this thing we both love, and he's not doing it with enough passion. So I need to nitpick.
I would love a mock trial song, just putting it out there. But I don't know how that's going to work if you guys can't do it together, really.
Oh, it's okay. Jess is going to do it.
How about a song called Mock Trial Sock Hop?
Yeah. Yes, that's the one.
Oh, yes. Would you like to hop in your socks? Oh, I don't object, but I mock the idea that I wouldn't want to hop in my socks. Oh, no, that's not what.
Would you like to vote in your coat? Voting in your coat? No, I think that's a no. Voting in your coat? Well, this answer's rote. Not a thing that you would do. Nope, nope.
Yes, we are. Socking and hopping and mocking and mocking and socking and hopping and mocking and mocking and hopping and socking and mocking and mocking. Mock trial sock hop, yay! Now I want to talk about ways that we can object with hearsay and all the exceptions to the rule. Oh, what do we do?
So many objections, I will name them all. You cannot have a friend who wasn't there call. That is just hearsay, it's the one we already said. It is not an objection that you get in bed. Sock, hop, mock trial, hop, hop, sock, hop, hop, don't stop.
This is a fever dream. Maybe this was too much to do. That's how I feel, I don't know about you. Who knows how this will make sense in the edit. We might say all that, I regret it. And Brett will have to make it make sense. Oh
Brett
yes, here's some comments.
Make it make sense. Brett will have to make it make sense. Brett will have to make it make sense.
I think I made it make sense.
Make it, make it, make it, make it, make it, make sense.
And that's our punishment for Brett.
This is a great time to take a break. That was a fever dream. We'll be right back after this.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, welcome back.
Have we recovered from the fever dream? We'll find out.
Do we have anything left in the tank after that?
Yes.
Nobody knows.
Well, we don't use tanks in the traditional sense. We're tankless improvisers, so we're probably fine.
Yeah. I have a tankless water heater, and it's a dream.
It's very good.
Okay, so because we've done a number of these and we're trying to just keep it fresh and keep mixing it up, and because we have two incredible improvisers with us, we were thinking we would do something a little different, which is we're going to just do some scenes into songs. So it's going to feel similar to traditional off book, but maybe a little bit more improv for humans-y, where we're going to do a scene and then there'll be a song and then we'll come back and maybe chat and go right into another scene. So they won't necessarily be related.
Now you understand what we're going to do, and now we're going to do it. And that was my sort of contribution to the description of this.
And honestly, I loved it. And I thought it was really helpful, especially tonally.
Thank you. I'd say more tonally than informationally, it was helpful. The content was not good, but the way in which I said it was good. And isn't that the way of life? That it's so much about how you say it and less about what you say. Sounding confident will get you so far, knowing nothing. Unfortunate, but true.
Hey, Donna, I have a question. Some of the other people in the office are wondering if you're I don't know, upset with us or anything. Okay.
What?
Well, just the way that you say certain things. I know you're going through a divorce right now and there's some stuff going on, but for instance, I came in and I said, good morning, how was your weekend? And you said the words fine, how was yours?
Mm-hmm.
But you got up in my face and you drew out fine, how was yours?
How was yours? Yeah. Right. Well, that's, but you have to listen to the words, not how I say it.
I'm saying the opposite. Oh. You did like kind of a little kid villain laugh at the end of that. I just, you know, if you're going through something, we can talk about it, but let's try to separate personal life from work. I mean, I know it's not completely possible, but let's maybe not bring.
Yeah, let's not bring. How was your lunch?
I'm not sure. Okay. Well, my lunch was actually good. As you know, I'm not doing carbs. So I did a bowl today.
This is fascinating.
I don't think you mean that, but I do want to tell you a little bit about this diet that I've been doing. So I'm, as you may or may not know, I'm a side sleeper. So I'm on the side sleeper diet because what happens is I sleep on the left. So a lot of the food at the end of the night goes to the left side. So I have to eat foods to balance that out. So right leaning foods.
Can't do this anymore. I have to just tell you that I really hate it here. I hate every one of you guys. You are wearing on me. And
okay, you're wearing on me too, Donna. this is the old Donna that we like. Anyway, steel cut oats are one of the best right leaning foods. If you want to find balance.
Look, this was the only writing job I could get at Health Magazine, and I can't stand you people.
Well,
and you are insufferable.
That brings up another point at Health Magazine. You know, we all have we have access to your pedometer. You've been doing barely 10,000 steps a day. And you know, if you're gonna be a writer at Health Magazine, we have to lead by example here.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Okay. See, there was an ellipsis at the end of that sentence, but then you didn't say anything.
I can't.
Listen.
I'm
just going to do some squats while you tell me.
Since I've started working here, I can't be a part of the movement anymore. Can you just stop? Please stop squatting.
Okay, I'll free.
Seth, yeah. Donna, I was just trying to see if I was in ketosis. Did any of you steal my pee strips? Did any of you take my pee strips?
I don't consider it stealing. I need to borrow it.
Oh, you can't really borrow it, bro. Because like, if you give it back, it's not going to show me if I'm in ketosis. It's only going to show me if you were in ketosis.
Oh, shoot.
But it's okay, man. Just next time, just let me know you need a pee strip.
Or a tiny post-it work?
No, man, I got to have that. I have to have the gradient of how much I'm in ketosis, you know, the little strip that I pee on. And if it's pink, I'm a little bit in ketosis. And if it's dark brown, I'm a lot in ketosis. Don, I thought you were trying out keto for that cover page, for that cover piece.
Yeah, I loved it. It was so great.
Really? Because you didn't ever reply when I said, have you tried just chugging olive oil at the end of the day if you're low on your fats? You never wrote back. And like, you gave me dots a couple times, but like, never anything.
Sorry, sidebar, Jessica. When can I expect that article on Joe Rogan's bloat belly?
Oh, yeah. I started.
Everybody wants to know what's going on.
I know.
When we talking about Joe Rogan's blowbo?
His blobo?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Snaz, what's up, man?
What's up, dudes? I just, sorry, my radar perked up because I've been waiting on that Joe Rogan blobo artico. Can't wait to get it in my ears.
Yeah.
Hey, Donna, happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Thanks a lot, guys. And, you know, I appreciate the literal mud pie you put on my desk. But
Thank you.
Really, you know, sometimes cake is okay to eat, and sometimes you should just eat a cake.
I was going to ask where we do stand on cake right now, because a couple weeks ago we ran the article of like, cake, is it all you need to eat? And then we sort of pivoted hard the other way, and I wasn't sure where we were. And I knew that mud is like from the earth and always okay. So I went with that. But yeah, if that was sort of like not in
it
your...
It just felt like even putting it on a plate would have been something.
I didn't have one. I only had a bag.
Dumped
I
just it. Had a
plates are all carbs though. We have paper plates. That's all carbs.
That's all carb.
I hear that.
But by the way, Snaz, I forgot my thought. Never mind.
That happens to me all the time. I think it's because I'm so hungry.
Because you're starving. Yeah. It's definitely because you're all starving all the time.
I know what it was. Oh. I wanted to compliment you. You're talking about cake. That expose you did of breakfast muffins are just tiny cakes.
You
cracked that wide open.
I ate one and I was like, there's some subterfuge going on here. These guys got something to hide. And I was like, what is a breakfast muffin? I thought all muffins were sort of like breakfast, but they're like, they're cakes.
They're calling it cake gate on the internet.
Good.
Cake gate?
I've been waiting for us to get a gate.
Yeah.
So brave of you. Most companies would live in fear of the time that they'll be in the middle of a gate. But
no, man, if we're starting a gate, like, boom, boom. I want to build a gate.
I used to write about the systems of government, and now I'm here.
Could you name them?
You know what? I could. But you guys wouldn't even appreciate it.
Or know if you were telling the truth or not.
Yeah, totally say any three things.
That's right.
Yeah, we're all PE
majors. Judiciary.
Yep.
President.
Love that one. President is my favorite. And the government branch.
Oh, the government branch.
President.
Government.
Yeah.
Donnie, you're so smart. And like, honestly,
well,
you add a lot of like credibility to this organization. What was that paper that you wrote for before you were here?
The New York Times.
Yeah. Was it the New York Times? Yeah,
the New York Times.
New York.
It was just the New York Times. Yeah.
That's one that's got those funny cartoons that I don't understand.
No, man, that's the New Yorker. I know that.
No, it's got them. It's got they're white and black.
And then
the next page, there's two men, and one of them is Goofus and one of them is Gallant, and one of them always behaves well. And he's sort of supposed to be like, do what this guy does.
Oh, you're you're just talking about comic strips in general?
I think he is.
All right. Well, if anyone sees my pee strip, let me know.
Okay. Donna, please get your stuff together. We're really depending on you.
Thanks, Seth. I will.
Oh, stupid Spaz. You bought the worst present. It was her birthday. Wanted to impress her. You did a very bad job. She wanted something. You made a mess, sir. Now you look like a slob. All she wanted was delicious cake. You couldn't even do that. You brought her a whole bunch of mud in a bag. And now she feels so sad. You brought a mud cake. Mud cake. Birthday cake made of mud. Mud cake. Mud cake. You really messed up, bud. She is so smart. She is so perfect. And now she thinks you're a nerd. You brought a cake made of water and also dirt. Mixed around a bunch of water and earth. It's a mud cake.
Whoa, delightful.
A quick little guy.
I loved it.
Wasn't looking at the time. Didn't know it was going to be over. But hey.
You could not tell.
Mud cake does sound like it could have been like a I know it was a punk song, but it sounds like it could have been like a 90s band, like a Soundgarden kind of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Are you two karaoke fans at all?
I'm not. I'm great. Terrible at it.
I don't like to do it in front of people. But
Jess, we've talked about this. It gives me a lot of anxiety.
Does
I think
it?
I'd be really? More into private room karaoke than
right. I think I would too, actually. But you guys have such great voices, I would think, and you're performers. But I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, guys, I'm 0-2 on just out of nowhere pitches on things to talk about. So we won't talk about The Last Dance, and we won't talk about karaoke.
We can do this one. Hey, everyone, can you? I was sort of looking at the. So I did sort of go on your shared Google Doc and steal what the plans for my bachelorette were going to be, just because I wanted to sort of give it a once over.
Why would you do that?
As I love you, I trust you. 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 I love you. Sarah, Caitlin, Rebecca.
Yes.
Sarah, Caitlin, Rebecca.
Caitlin. Caitlin.
Yes, Caitlin. Thank you for shouting your own name. Sarah, you want to do that?
Sarah.
Rebecca.
Nobody's asking Rebecca.
Rebecca, finish it.
Thank you, Rebecca.
And Anne. We're all
still
here.
Why would you go into our Google Doc?
Because I love you, I trust you. I love you.
Karaoke.
I know. I love you, I trust you. And that's what I was sort of afraid of. It's that I felt like you were all going to use this. I feel like we have somehow, I have perpetuated the myth that I like karaoke and I don't. It scares me. And I haven't had the sort of heart to tell you all. And I just, this is my big day. More so than my wedding. The bachelorette is the most important day of my life.
My
and I
God.
Want it to go well.
I'm
sorry.
Rebecca wants to know. We love karaoke.
I know, Rebecca.
Caitlin wants to know how we've been doing it for years. And this is the first we're hearing of it.
Sarah, you are Shania. It's like, I don't even understand. You sing so beautifully.
And it's my fault for perpetuating this meth.
Rebecca,
this horrible
what?
Meth.
You do meth?
No, meth. Like a horrible meth. Like an ancient Greek meth.
Caitlin, we all agreed, never meth.
And we said no meth, ever.
Well, Rebecca.
That brings up a good point that we were going to do a little bit of E and maybe dip a toe into meth on your bachelorette.
I saw that on the Google Doc and I got, guys, no meth.
Just so we fit into our dresses.
Caitlin, honestly, the Google Doc was still in a brainstorm mode. Okay. It said definitely E, meth ?
Sarah, I even drew a picture of dipping toes into it to show.
Okay. Now that I know that it was sort of a brainstorm, that makes me feel a lot better. Would you mind if I just sort of, I'll be just like a fly on the wall and you guys just brainstorm? That way I can just jump in if there's any like huge red flags and over.
Sershi, that's my middle name. No, that's the whole point is we have to present it to you.
Well, then can you just like tell me, I'll just say a thing.
And Cosgrove, that's my middle name. It's my mom's maiden name. But I feel like it's hard because like it is Anne's day, more important than her wedding day.
More important than my wedding, thank you.
But also, Anne, like you have to leave room for us to surprise you. So like,
okay,
you can be part of this brainstorm for 1 second, but then you have to leave.
Okay, I'm just going to start you off then. How's that? I'll give like a starting point.
The only reason I'm agreeing with this is because she's the first one to get married, and that means that the three of us can all do this sort of bullshit when we get married. So like, it's also kind of opening a door for us later to be like just so wild. You know what I mean? Like that's like part of why I'm okay with this.
Rebecca.
Sarah, legally changed. I totally hear that, Caitlin, and I think you're totally right. And we definitely get to decide what we want to do for our own now in this way, which is really weird and super secret and like also not secret at all.
Anne, okay, here's your starting point. Wild Wild West escape room. Just sort of ruminate,
Caitlin,
on that. Wherever
my
that
number
takes
one
you.
Question is, are we talking about just the era which
no.
has... You're talking about the steampunk
yes.
film.
Yes, with Will Smith. Yes, that's the one.
Okay, you want to escape from like a big spider, I guess?
Thank you for asking. No, I want... It's from the point of view of the big spider.
Rebecca. want to pitch this out. No wrong ideas. We're still in brainstorm mode. What if it was the real Wild Wild West theme and we had like boiled green coffee beans and dysentery and you had to take a bath in a big wooden trough?
Wow. Only if there's a horse stripper.
Oh, oh yeah.
Caitlin, a horse is here. No, it's a stripper.
There could be two horses.
Two. Right. And then, Caitlin, and then once you get past those two horse strippers, you have to sing Shania Twain to a group of strangers.
No.
That don't impress me much, cowboys. Just have to walk away from this brainstorm. I can't take it anymore. Man, I feel like a woman whose friend won't let her be in charge of her bachelorette. And Caitlin is a woman who, man, she feels she can't plan a bachelorette for a friend and Caitlin wants to be in charge, even though it's not about me. Wanna be in charge, even though it's not. It's not asking so much, such. It's just, oh, I wanna say the way you're acting. Yeah, that don't impress me much. And remember when she was in a leopard leotard? It's a memory, you don't have to work hard. Oh, it might be plain.
To make you regret that you even dipped your toes, and then that's the end of meth. No more meth because it was in the Google Doc. But then Anne made us stop. Why did she peep the Google Doc? Why did she peep the Google Doc? Man, I feel like a woman. And man,
oh my gosh. Wow. That's in the beautiful antithesis to the punk song. That song is 5 minutes long. So
thank you, Scott, for it.
I know, our genius piano player, our genius pianist and composer. So we should keep that one and use it again because it's still got a lot. There's a lot of meat left on the bone.
Let's jump in. That was a beautiful song, Jess. Oh,
it was. Yeah, you know what? Really, that's why I don't like karaoke, is that every song I think of is way longer than I remember.
Right. Way too long. They're all too long. They're all too high if you're a guy.
And once you're up there, you're like, most of the karaoke that I think about fondly is private room karaoke, like 8 to 10 friends. And it doesn't matter who's singing the song. Everyone's just shouting
it. Right.
Like, still, inevitably, I can't speak for 3 days after.
Every time we have this conversation, I'm like, I think I would like that one. And it's been years since we started having this conversation.
You got to try. It's just a lot of people shouting. And one of the things that I often pick is Torn. And that's a good one for everyone's just like screaming.
Love
you
it.
You know, Natalie Brew.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Nothing's right, I'm torn. Oh.
I knew somebody who...
Gotta let the dog out.
His strategy for he goes, you know, the thing with karaoke is you have to pick a long song. so that because you don't know when you're going to be able to get up again. So he would pick literally, you know, this band Meatloaf, you know, have you heard of them?
Mm-hmm.
They have like, they have like 9 minute rock ballad song. So he would pick that and he pissed everybody off so much. It was like at a after party in a theater and people were throwing beer cans at him.
Yeah. You don't want that. No. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Want to leave him wanting more, not leave him thinking, how was that possibly that long?
I do remember doing like karaoke in a bar and a friend was like, oh, come do this song with me. And I was like, I don't think I know that song. She's like, yeah, you do. And sang the chorus. And I was like, oh yeah, I do. But then we got up there and I was like, oh, I only know the chorus. And there are these long verses where I'm like, how does this go?
That's what
I associate karaoke with is just like, I thought I knew this song. What is this song? I have no idea. And it goes on for 10 more minutes.
Hey, mom, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. What's up?
I have a song in my head and I don't know if it's a real one or if I made it.
Oh, wow. Hang on. Let me just get out of the bathroom here.
Well, hang on. You can finish if you want.
Oh, okay. We can do this through the door. Okay.
Okay. Well, whatever you want, mom. I know that I shouldn't disturb you while you're in the bathroom. So I just, if you need, I can wait.
Okay. I finished. Okay. Hang, I'll flush later. Go ahead. Tell me.
Okay. So it goes like,
Now, is this song sung by cats traditionally, or is that just you?
That's just because it doesn't have words. It doesn't have words that I remember.
You know, can you sing it? Can you sing it one more time, just like that?
Okay.
Donna!
I know.
Get my BB gun. That feral cat is back up in the attic.
No, hon. It's what? Louise. It's Louise. She's singing.
Oh. Dad, I think I know a song, but I don't know if I know it or
Louise. What? Don't.
I can't.
Don't.
I'm in the downstairs bathroom. You got to speak up.
Everyone quiet. I'm trying to talk to Dad.
Dad, are you done? Or should I talk to you through the door?
No, talk to me through the door.
I have a song, but I'm not sure if I made it up or if Louise made it up and I stole it from her.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know the words. Can I sing it for you real quick? Or you want to finish? Hold on. You want to finish?
Yeah, I'm going to be here a while. Just go ahead.
Okay, it goes like... Summon the meow, 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 meow.
That's an original song.
And then it keeps going. Meow, meow,
meow, meow. Al?
Yeah.
Our tankless water heater is making a weird sound outside.
Oh, it's normally such a dream.
No, that's Jeremy. He was singing an original song. He's so amazing.
Oh. Wait, Jeremy's song, I don't think was a... Wait, Jeremy, I don't think your song is the same as mine. Let's sing it at the same time.
What? No. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I can immediately tell you
that those are different songs.
Yeah, they're different. Okay, so you at least didn't learn it from me.
Hmm. Where did I learn it from? Because you guys don't let us play music in the house.
Yeah.
So it's got to be.
No
music, no dancing.
We're Christian scientists.
So did we come up with these songs?
Listen, I think it's time we tell them, Al, that
it was
a whole life before you guys. And well, those were songs we played to you when you were in the womb.
When we were twins?
In the womb.
Back when we were twins, before we stopped being twins?
Yes, that's before we had you legally declared not twins.
Well, twins is not, it's a devil's work. And so we can't allow that as Christian scientists.
That's right.
God doesn't occur naturally.
So why would you make a backup?
Have you ever seen bird twins? No.
No.
It's not naturally occurring.
All birds look discreet and separate to me. If I look at two birds, they all look nothing alike.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. That's why they say two birds, one home.
Wait, so hold on. What about, because I have a bunch of songs that I thought were mine. And you're telling me they're, what about the one that goes, meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one of us made that one?
this is hard. I never thought they'd come of age and want to know about music songs.
Or any other song for that matter.
That's right. The hardest part about this is that is a government song, and
right.
You know how there are three branches.
The president, the government, and the judiciary. And
that's right. And one of those branches, that song is for that, is like their motto, their anthem.
Beans! I thought it was mine.
But, you know, the
what
truth is...
What did you
is,
just say, young man? Did you say beans?
Sorry, man.
Oh my gosh, cheer me. I can't believe you said beans. You're no twin of mine.
We haven't been twins for years, Louise.
Beans. We all said beans now.
Everyone
now
said beans. It's okay. We all got to say beans one time. That's fair, right?
But Jeremy, now you've said it like three times.
Have not.
Okay. Oh, Poconos.
Look, we're going to have to let it go. Louise! Poconos.
I'm
you know,
sorry.
We never should have let that cat sing.
What
them
in the
while
Bermuda,
they were in
Bahama, come on, pretty mama, is coming out of your mouth right now?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, but I'm furious.
And all this
stuck
on
this
a Sunday?
Toilet. My kids are just going off the rails.
Al, who are you right now?
That's a good question. That's a damn good question.
Can you just come out of the bathroom so we can all have a family discussion?
I'm embarrassed.
Trust me, I'm on the other side of the door. You actually want to keep that closed for the time being.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Fair enough. My colon prolapsed again.
Oh, no.
So get me those cat ears so I can pretend it's a tail. Otherwise, I'm going to be really embarrassed.
That's how God says, don't treat your problems. Disguise them as fun costumes.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Listen, kids, music, making up music is against our beliefs. So,
okay.
Right.
Sorry, Dad.
You didn't choose to be in this family, but as long as you're under our roof, that's just the way it's going to go.
Yeah.
But the songs that we didn't make up, the ones from our memories that I guess were not our original songs, we can't sing those because those are the devil's songs.
Well, right. all music is the devil's songs.
Even if you made up like angel music, Mama. What if we made angel music,
Mama? What if we made up some angel music,
kids? Kids, don't start bending rules. You know, once you start bending rules,
wait,
saying Mama, angels music.
Mama, what if you just listen to it first?
Mama, give it a listen, Mama.
Al, Papa. I guess I'll give it a listen. Don't tell anyone.
Music for the angels. 5, 6, 7. On the first day, God made man and said, there's a little man, but I have a master plan. And on the second day, man made a song for the angels, and it wasn't too long. It said, hey, you, Mr. Angel with your wings, hey,
you,
what is the song the angels sing? He brought a funky bass, and he played a divine lick that melted your face.
Hey, you, is it okay if we sing? Hey, you, we like your shiny hat and wings.
Hey, you, is it okay if we sing? Hey, you, we like your shiny hat and wings.
On the fifth day. Felt like it.
session that lasted for 8 nights. And the lights kept shining, they were shining bright. And he invented Moses and Jesus and Gabriel. And they all played a song together, and nobody went.
This angel tune, God said, Mama, we wrote this song just for you.
Oh man.
And the answer was no.
Fair.
Okay,
fair.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah,
fair.
Yeah, yeah. Seth Morris, Donna Furman, thank you so much for joining us on this wild journey. We really appreciate you hanging tough and making up stuff with us. What a delight.
That was a blast. Thank you.
On this groundbreaking episode of Off Book, where we reinvent the format once again with you as brave warriors by our side. Thank you so much.
We had such a blast doing your show, Brighter. Tell the people what they need to know.
Brighter is happening. It's a variety show-ish. Sort of Zoom style, and it's happening every Saturday, 6 Pacific time in May.
Yeah. And we originally were doing raising money for different local charity every week. And we're going to continue doing that. But right now there's a little bit, everybody's doing so many charity shows that for the next little bit, we're just going to do it just to do it. So people don't feel pressured.
The charity is just to make people laugh. Yeah.
Self-care.
And isn't laughter charity. What?
You were saying something good, and I was just saying self-care over and over and over again.
Self-care.
It's kind of being like a self-care hype person in the background.
Yeah, you say your thing, and I'll go.
But we like people like you. We have a lot of UCB friends, other people from the comedy world. It's just a fun, silly comedy show, and we also get some real people in there. Donna got a Lego artist for last week, which was so awesome.
Whoa. So cool. You can follow Brighter on all socials, I think.
Yeah, brightercomedy.com is where you can find the show and information about it, and at Brighter Comedy.
I think
on Instagram, yeah.
Yeah. At least if you search that, you'll find something. Yes.
Yeah.
We're gonna shout out our boy Brett Morris and Man Man Ben have an album out. Did we talk about this already before? It's so good.
The so album, good.
Thank you so much.
Remember, Brett is a legitimate musician that we have forced to make silly music with us.
He does real songs. Dream Hunting in the Valley of the In Between with Man Man Band. It's on Spotify, but also you can buy it. And when you buy it with money, then the artists get money. So like, if you got money, think about it. If you don't, hey, we're all in this Burger King. We're all in this together.
Burger King, please use our music.
What a killer album, dude.
Yeah, it's a great album. Check it out. You will love it. And you'll be like, oh my gosh, Brett, what a king.
Thanks, guys.
Of course.
Really appreciate it. So good.
And
I think there's just one more thing to say goodbye.
Yeah, this is Off Book, brought to you once again by What Sound Does the Wooden Frog Make? And we totally missed that segment this time, so we absolutely are not going to find out what sound the wooden frog makes this week, but hopefully next week we will remember and we'll check in and we'll discover finally what sound does Woodbird the wooden frog make.
Until next time, thank you so much. We got Scott Passarella. He's a hella cool fella. We got Dana Wickens near the Stickens. We got Brett sometimes plays the fret. We got Zach Reno.
We got Jess McKenna. We got Seth. We got Donna. Thank you so much. We've got you. Hope you all are staying safe and well out there. And as we say at the end of every episode, if you're talking through the bathroom door,
you're going to hold on to open it a little more.
Bye.
Bye.